Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
Welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the cinematic piano and electronics of Hani Arani. The Polish pianist's latest album, On Giacometti, will be released on Gondwana Records. She continues to expand on her film score, ambient classical atmospherics, using electronics and her clear, wistful voice. In this episode, we touch on origin story and influences and then get right to the music as these works are a bit longer. This performance features three previously unreleased pieces and one, Buka, from her 2020 release, Home. KEXP's DJ Alex asked Hani Arani about her hometown.
I wanted to go back to your upbringing, though, growing up in the town of Gdańsk in Poland, and I'm just curious how growing up in the city and its music scene and the community there helped shape your early musical journey.
And my city was quite important for my education because there was a very good music school in my town, so in Poland, we have this kind of education, art education that's quite professional from the very beginning, which is, I think, quite special for at least for Europe. And from the very beginning, once the kid passes the exams, so there are exams to pass, you have like normal subjects like maths and biology and other stuff, sports mixed with music subjects and instrument, of course. So my parents just brought me there, and they didn't have any big plans for me with music. They just thought it's a nice part of my education. But afterwards, I just realized I really like piano. And I stayed there, and afterwards I decided to continue, and I was studying in Warsaw and afterwards in Berlin. And yeah, my hometown shaped me quite a lot because also it's a city by the sea, and there is quite interesting jazz scene. So I remember that was a very important part, especially I think it was like early high school times that we were just going very often to jam session to listen. I was a bit too shy to join them, to be honest. I was not improvising at all back then. I started to improvise way later. So it was very inspiring, and I was quite a lot into jazz music actually.
Okay.
During my high school years, and Gdańsk, my hometown, was a very good base for it. Many good bands were starting there.
She now splits time between Warsaw and Berlin, as well as working in Iceland and the occasional haunted room in the mountains of Switzerland. Here's Hani Arani live on KEXP.
Thank you.
You just heard Hania Rani with the songs 2403 and Ghosts.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Hania Rani.
Thank you.
And that was our live session with Hani Arani. You heard the songs Kameda Part 3 and Buka. We'd like to thank Hania for traveling here to perform for us. Shout out to our partner station KXUA 88.3 in Fayetteville, Arkansas, committed to not playing any top 40 hits. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, you might also enjoy KEXP's sound and vision. Deepen your experience of music by exploring the stories behind it with host Emily Fox. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Jackson Long, Julian Martlew, and Roddy Nickpour. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.